Welcome to the teaching ministry of pastor, teacher, and healing evangelist, Billy Burke. We're glad you're with us today as our pastor shares another powerful word that we trust will bring strength, encouragement, and healing in your life. Now, here's Pastor Billy.
Today, many ask the question of how can I be healed? How can I feel better? How can I get my strength back? How can I get rid of this disease, this pain, this death sentence? How can I get my heart healed, this wound that's deep down in my soul? Oh, I don't like this. How can I be healed? Simply put, we must get in touch with the healer. Listen to me. You must get in touch with the healer. Who is the healer to you? That's where everything starts. That's where everything stops. Until you determine who is qualified, who has stood the test of time, what person throughout time and eternity and history has been looked to, called upon, prayed to, and there have been results. Not a few results, but a staggering amount of written proof, testimonial proof, video proof, down through the ages, and that all leads you to one person. He said, I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. And his name is Jesus Christ. Healing is in a person. It feathers out into written form. It feathers out into song form. It feathers out into different forms of videography and movie. But make no mistake about it, healing and being whole and being strong and getting rid of all disease and getting rid of all weakness and frailty, getting rid of brokenness, getting rid of all of those wounds that lie within your soul is centered, that healing is centered in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. That's how God expressed himself in the earth. Before Jesus came to earth through Mary, we know that God's very nature in Exodus, he said to the Israelites that if you obey me, I will put none of these diseases that have been on the Egyptians. Meaning he was saying that it's my very nature to heal. But then when Jesus came, he personified his nature, his character, his will, his power through the person of Jesus Christ. And whenever Jesus took those stripes on his back at Calvary, he says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed. But you see, it's making contact with that. That's so big. How can I get my hands around that? If someone's laying in pain, in a wheelchair, someone's on chemotherapy, someone's going through biopsy, someone has blindness, deafness, how do I get my hands around? Well, number one, you have to begin to put your faith, shift your faith from wherever it may be. You can have faith in a person, faith in a place, faith in your faith. You have to begin to shift your faith into the person of Jesus Christ. You've got to lay down any other philosophy that's been grandfathered into your life, any other doctrinal belief that has been picked up along the way of life. Sometimes we make up our own. Sometimes we're indoctrinated because of where our parents took us or where we grew up. Sometimes, you know, we have not been indoctrinated the right way. And we have to bring it back to its simplest form, the God of the Bible. Who was that? Who is that? Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Of course he is. That's what the scriptures teach us. And so there has to be a paradigm shift, a shift of your faith from him and her and them and those and this and that and over there. We've got to shift our faith from here and put it in over here into the person of Jesus Christ. He's the one that taught that all things are possible. All things are possible. Only believe. He's the one that said, according to your faith, so be it. He's the one that said that if you call on my name, I will answer, I will heal you. He's the one that said that if two or more touch us, any one thing on the earth, it shall be done unto them. And we know he's the one that said that when you pray, believe that you've received, and whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, it shall be so. We see that Jesus in him is the completeness, is the wholeness, is the healing. He is the one we must focus on. As bad as you want the pain removed, as bad as you want the disease removed, when you focus on the disease, it doesn't work. When you focus on anything else other than Him, because He is the one that's bringing you the health. There's one source, there's many resources. There's one source, it's Jesus Christ. There's many resources. There's medicine, there's nutrition, there's all kinds of therapy, there's counseling. So there's various resources that He will work through. But make no mistake about it, He's the one. That's why He said in John 10:9, I am the door. So establishing this very absolute principle in the very beginning of this teaching, how do I get healed? You make contact with the healer. How do I do that? You cry out to Him. I'm going to give you 7 points. Number one, you cry out to Him. You have a voice. You have a mouth. Your mouth and your voice is used to holler for help, SOS, whether it's your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your children, a policeman, 911. We know how to use our mouth in many, many ways. He wants to hear your voice. Call up to Him. Not look for help within yourself. Call outside of yourself. So many today are just depending on sheer willpower. Willpower will leave you short. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus. Call on the Holy Spirit. Call on the Heavenly Father. Call on the Godhead. All three, co-equal in power, co-equal in eternity, co-equal in existence. Anyone can get the job done, but make no mistake, it is Jesus who hung on that cross. God Almighty took upon our sins, our diseases, our sicknesses, that we might be healed. Call on Him. Say, Jesus, touch me. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, release me from this house of pain. Touch my muscles, touch my organs, touch my bones, heal my skin, heal my eyes. Jesus, there is nothing so powerful as to for God to hear your voice coming up out of pain and suffering, and to hear His name, to see you reaching out to Him, to see you trusting Him, to see you reaching for the hem of His garment, the same way the lady in Mark chapter 5 with the issue of blood, the same way she did. That's how you reach out. We can't touch Him physically, but our faith can touch Him. And when you cry to Him, you're not crying to just some mystic force. You're not reaching out to some just out there that's floating around at cosmic energy. You know, the Bible says, he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Do you believe that He is? Then call on Him. Jesus, use His name. Use His name, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Master, the Holy One of Israel, God Almighty. He will respond. He will listen. And I'm telling you what, that's the beginning of recognizing Him, acknowledging Him. That's the beginning of inviting Him into the painful, disease-troubled life, calling on Him. Secondly, find someone with greater faith than you have. Find someone, a preacher, a friend, a mother, a prayer partner, a man you know at church, a woman you know in Sunday school, somebody at work. Find somebody who you know has been more faithful than you, someone that has had faith, someone who's brought up the fact they believe in healing, they believe in miracles. Not all preachers, not all churches believe in healing and miracles. They believe in God, you know, but not everybody has the same passion, desire, and belief system. You want to find somebody, a go-to man, a go-to girl, someone who can really that can agree with you that the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, that Jesus Christ, that He has it's His will, that He wants to. You know, He said, above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospers. Find someone, seek someone out. If you don't know anybody, I'm sure by way of television, by way of the internet, there's a way and a means in which you can get a number, get an email number, get some form of communication, and get someone to pray for you the prayer of faith. I'm telling you, that's powerful, because now you have you and your faith, and you have them and their faith. And especially if they have stronger faith than you do, then your faith becomes part of their faith. And together, I mean, it becomes a mighty synergy. It becomes a fighting force in the spiritual realm to turn loose the disease, the germ, the bacteria, the virus, etc. Cry out to Him. Get someone with greater faith to lay hands on you and agree with you. And then, of course, receive forgiveness. Number three, make sure that you don't have any hidden sins, any patterns, any bondages in your life that you're just living in darkness. Ask God to forgive you. Ask him to wash you clean. Ask him to give you a blood cleansing from Calvary's cross, the Crimson Tide. Ask Christ to forgive you, and he will. He will abundantly pardon you. And as you're receiving forgiveness, it's important that you also give forgiveness. If there's anybody that's hurt you through the years, a long time ago, yesterday, 5 minutes ago, make sure that you extend the grace, the same grace that you needed to be released. You now want to extend that same grace to the person that has offended you. There's nothing that'll bottleneck a healing more than not being forgiven, having hidden sin, or bottleneck the healing by what? By you remaining spiteful, vengeful, walking in what we would call unforgiveness, not wanting to release them. You don't want any one of these two to snare you, bottleneck, sandbag the blessing of God. So you want to receive forgiveness. And that's a simple prayer. You may not even feel like it, but God hears you because you ask him, not because you feel like it. Lord, forgive me. I did this 10 years ago. Forgive me for that sin. Forgive me what I've been saying. Lord, I forgive so-and-so for what they've done to me. It might be an ex-husband, an ex-wife. It might be a mother, a father, a teacher, a priest, a pastor. Who knows? People hurt people. Sheep bite sheep. As we go through life, it's impossible to go through life and not be offended in some way, in millions of ways. You don't want to be left holding the bag. You know, the definition of unforgiveness is whenever you want someone else to pay for the crime and you drink the poison. You don't want that to happen. You want to get forgiven, and you want to be giving forgiveness. This keeps the channels open. This keeps the open heavens coming your way. So call out to him. Get someone with stronger faith than you have, and begin to move in the double forgiveness blessing. I get forgiveness. I give forgiveness. Very, very important that that takes place in your life. The next way, number four, to get healed, how to get your healing, how to get the disease on the run, how to break up tumors, how to break up blood clots, how to break up cancer, how to begin to get blood flowing in the optic nerve. Listen to me. Get the Word of God into your spirit. Very, very important that you get the Word of God into your spirit. There's 7,700 promises in the Bible. 1,500 of them are about divine healing. You want to get these promises. Psalm 118, I will declare the works of the Lord. I shall live and not die and declare his mighty works. Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. Deuteronomy 33:25, as my days, so shall my strength be. These are all promises of God. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Powerful. Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes I am healed. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I was healed. His words, John 6:63 says, his words are spirit and they're life. I mean, this is a book of living, breathing, Holy Spirit anointed words. And when you get these words down in your spirit, down in your soul, it's like a medicine into your body. Begin to meditate. David said, if I hide his word in my heart, it'll break me from the pattern of sin. Well, guess what? If you hide his word in your heart, it'll break the pattern of disease. It'll break the pattern of mental malfunction. It'll break the power and pattern of drug addiction, alcohol addiction, any other kind of addiction and bondage. His word is a sharp two-edged sword. Matter of fact, it says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's not just a book. The Bible is a collection of many books, 66 to be exact. And all of these men and women testify to the same thing, that God steps out of a supernatural realm into a natural realm, and great and mighty things can happen to the individual, to a city, to a town, to a nation, to the world, to eternity. So it's very, very important. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Get someone with greater faith to pray over you and touch you and pray for you. Someone that knows how to get a hold of God. Receive forgiveness and give forgiveness. And get into the Bible. Read all of the Gospels, all of the red letter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read every story where Jesus healed somebody. Faith will come out of that. It sounds so simple, I know, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you hear that word, maybe you can't read it to yourself. Maybe you're too tired, too weak. Get someone to read it for you. Get the Bible on CD. Get the Bible coming off of your iPod, your MP3. Get some form of His Word coming into touching your ears, touching your mind, dropping down into your spirit, touching cells and organs and tissues and bones and blood. And I'll tell you, His Word, see, your body knows it's fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body knows who created it. Your body has a built-in faith zone. I'm telling you, your body knows by voice activation. Your body knows by the touch, by the voice, by the look. And your lungs and everything will respond to faith. So it's very, very important that you seek out the Word of God and begin to, the King James, the Amplified, the Scofield, the Jerusalem, whatever translation you have, it will work for you. Irregardless of how we have messed with translations, the text and the proof text and the content is so anointed. It's embodiment of God Himself. It's God in written form. So read it. Read the Gospels. Get someone to read the Gospels to you. Get some of these promises that are picked out of the Scripture. Meditate on these promises. And I'm telling you what, it is so very, very powerful. And after you begin to do this, then you must work real hard. Number five, line your confession up with what you just read. This is not for reading material only. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, I am among the healed, I am getting stronger, God has touched me, I believe that I've received the miracle that He gave for me. You can't do everything that I've just said and then let negativity come out of your mouth. Work at it. The tongue is an unruly member, full of poison, no man can tame it, but God can. And if you'll just repeat what God says, don't make anything up on your own. No matter what the doctor said, no matter what the report says, whose report will you believe? The way you tame your tongue is just by repeating what is written already. God has already written the script for your healing. God has already written the script for your recovery. God has already written the script for your total restoration. All you and I have to do is read it and repeat it to ourselves. Let our body hear it. Let our mind hear it. Let the devil hear it. Let the disease hear it. Let the circumstance hear it. And as that begins to come out of your mouth in abundance, it may take a while. It may not happen overnight. You know, we've talked so wrong for so long. We've been negative too long. We've been fearful. Bad seed has been planted in us by friends, family, professional people. And it may take a while for the Word of God to wash and flush out of you all that stuff that's rooted and grounded in there. But it can be done. And you can start today. How do I do that? You begin to find these verses that I've given you, a few of them. Isaiah 53:5, Isaiah 54:17, 1 Peter 2:24, Joel 3:10, Isaiah 58:11, Romans 8:36, 37, and 38, on and on and on and on, Matthew 8:17. These are verses that if you begin to just read them and repeat them and get them down into your spirit, get them into your head, get them into your mind. Solomon said once again in the book of Proverbs, he said that if you hide your word in the center of your heart, hide my word, excuse me, God's word, that it will bring health to all of your flesh. Not to some of your flesh, but to all of your flesh. It doesn't say if you're 20 years old. It doesn't say if you're 50 years old. It says there's no gender boundaries. There's no color boundaries. There's no status boundaries. There's no age boundaries. It just said if you get this word in your flesh. I've seen people 99 years old healed, 89 years old healed, babies healed, babies in the womb healed. I'm telling you what, it doesn't matter what and how bad and how long, if you can get this word. John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. They are anointed and they will heal. If you can get, that's number five. I mean, I'm telling you what, cry out to Him, number one. Number two, get someone with greater faith. Number three, receive forgiveness and give forgiveness. And number four, get these Gospels into your head. Let them begin to bounce up against some of the other bad seed. See, the Gospels is seed that cannot be corrupted. Everything else, everybody, every word spoken to you is seed, and a lot of it's corruptible seed. I'm telling you, many, many men speak from their college education, speak from their experience, speak from their feelings, speak from their background. Well, guess what? You don't want anyone out there speaking from that venue to judge your health, your future, your destiny. You want what God says, and therefore we've got to get God's word, that good seed that's incorruptible, to get in there and begin to uproot the words of corruption and change the course of our diagnosis and our prognosis as well. It's very, very important. Line your confession. Get your mouth moving in the right direction. I am among the healed. I'm among the strong. I am among the free. I am off. I am no longer. He said, but what if, why would I say that if it's not true? Well, you're saying it by faith. You're saying it by faith. Faith is whenever you believe it before you see it. Faith is whenever you believe you have it before you have it in your hand. And your mouth is what's activating that. Your mouth is what's bringing that from God's realm into your realm. Very, very important. Number six, take communion. Don't wait for the church to give you communion once a month. Take communion weekly, depending on how bad your situation may be. You may want to take communion daily. It's one of the most powerful examples of healing in the whole New Testament. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Where was his body broken? Well, his body was broken on his back, where they ripped it with a cat of nine tails. I'm telling you what, they ripped his back open like raw hamburger. He knew when he was leaving that there was germ, there was virus, there was bacteria in the earth. He knew people would be faced with sicknesses and illnesses. He knew that down through time and eternity, he knew about HIV. He knew about the Ebola virus. He knew about the bubonic plague. He knew about things in the future that hadn't even happened yet back in his day. And he said, when you do this, you remember Calvary. You remember my body was broken for you. And every stripe on my back, it covers and provides healing for every disease today, tomorrow, and down through the scope of eternity. So taking communion at home with your bread, with your crackers, with your grape juice, with whatever elements that you may have, it's very, very important that you do it, that you believe in the power of it, and that you believe that it's something that should be incorporated in your life on a regular basis. Don't wait for once a month at your church. Some churches don't even do it, maybe but once a year. Some people don't take communion except maybe at holidays. Make it a regular part of your walk of faith, of your Christianity, of your attempts into being healed. You mean, Pastor Billy, I should take communion at home? What about a priest? What about a pastor? No, you are a New Testament priest. You're an heir of the Father and a joint heir of the Son. You know, you are a new covenant. This is a better agreement. You don't need a man to serve you that. You can serve yourself that. Just take that bread, break that cracker, break that wafer, break that piece of pita bread, whatever you have, and hold it up. And believe that this is better than any medicine, any vitamin, any drink, any pill. This is healing from the Master's back to your body. And when you take that in faith, aim it. Say, go to my liver, go to my lungs, go to my back, go to my spleen, go to my ankle bone, go to my brain cavity. And I mean, you can direct that bread where you want it to go. All that is a powerful, powerful step in bringing healing and recovery to you. And then number seven, of course, give glory to God. Begin to thank Him. Lift up your hands and begin to thank Him that everything you're doing that you believe by faith is working. The devil will do his best to fight against it. He'll do his best to keep the symptoms alive. He'll do his best to put the wrong people in your path that'll say, this is all crazy. It's superstitious. It's witchcraft. Listen to me. It doesn't matter what other people believe about your situation. What do you believe? I'm telling you, this is the way that the scriptures teach. This is the way that the God of the Bible of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is what Jesus Christ, when he came in John 10:10, said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Let me run down these 7 points very carefully and clearly to you. Number one, cry out to him. Number two, greater faith from someone else, putting their hands and releasing faith into you. Receive forgiveness for your sins and give forgiveness to others who have hurt you. Number four, read the Gospels. Read the stories of Jesus. Read the healing stories. Get a hold of some of the promises. Read them. Get them into your spirit. Number five, get your mouth talking in the same direction. That's right. Get your mouth speaking it every day. Don't stop. Don't do it once. Don't do it twice. Every single day. No matter if that head still hurts, no matter if something's still bleeding, no matter if the doctors say the tumors are still there, you continue to speak and that mountain will be removed. You take communion on a regular basis and you give God the praise. You thank Him. You don't give credit and praise to the doctor, to the pill, to the surgeon, you know, to the therapy, to the exercise. You may say that God used that. God used a good doctor. God set me up with a great physician. God opened the door for a great nutrition. Make sure God gets the glory for the avenue that He's bringing you down. Never give the glory to a man. Give honor to a man. Give respect to a man. Give praise to a man. But only give the glory to God. God, you led me to the right nutrition. God, you gave me the right surgeon. God, you showed me the right vitamin to take. Oh, God, thank you that you gave me the right therapist. And that way he stays in the equation. He gets the credit. He gets the glory. He accelerates your healing into a way that is so very, very powerful. As you begin to see recovery, you may begin to see immediate recovery. We have many, many people in meetings, immediate healings, blindness, deafness, arthritis, cancer. But there's some people who come through that gradually. God will either bring you out, He'll take you through. In the case of Him taking you through something very gradually, it's very, very important that you nurture this. Whether you see just a little bit of improvement, 30, some people say, was 30% gone, I feel 50% better, I'm 80% of the way. Well, God wants you 100% of the way. He wants you 100% of the way. Well, how do I keep this? How do I not lose this? How can I not lose the progress that I got? Listen to me very carefully. Very, very, so many people get improvement and forget about God. So many people come into a meeting, into a prayer service. So many people go to God, have a group praying for them, begin to see improvement, and then feel like, okay, and then they have no use for God. God's after you. He's after relationship. And one of the safest ways to block the devil out, to block those spirits of infirmity out, those devils that carry disease with them, the best way to protect yourself in keeping the blessing, remember, it's not what you get in life that counts, it's what you keep. And one of the greatest ways to keep the healing blessing, that virtue flowing in your body, is to let this breakthrough bring you closer to the Lord. If you haven't been living for Him, begin to let Him into your life even more. If you didn't know Him, accept Him. If you never went to church, start. If you don't have a Bible, get one. Get to know the one that's helped you. You may have got help through a preacher or someone praying for you, a church that's joined hands and prayed for you. You may have gotten help through a surgeon. If you don't begin to acknowledge Him as the healer, you may say, thank you, doctor, and just go about living any old way that you want. And then the devil strikes again. Listen to me. You want to let the healing bring you closer to the Master Himself. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, my Jesus. I want to learn more about you. I want to learn your ways. I want to learn how I can live for you, how to think right, talk right, act right. I want to be pleasing to you. I want to be a servant of the Most High God. If you begin to let your healing bring you closer to Him, and sometimes that may mean closer to the church, but not necessarily. So many people know their church but don't know their Jesus. So many people know their pastor but don't know their Jesus. You want to know Jesus. Your pastor is there to hook you up with Him. Your church is there to facilitate but to hook you up with Him, to have a personal life that transforms you at home, at work, at play, in life. So one of the greatest ways I could ever tell you to keep the blessing of healing is to let the blessing of healing bring you in a closer place with the Master Himself. And then again, what you want to do in addition to that, break all ties that are affecting you in a negative way. Break ties of relationships of people that have no regard for the way they talk, the way they live, the way they behave, what they eat, you know, the way that they carry on. You don't want to be around people that refuse to give up sinning and sitting with their mouths and living, you know, a life of recklessness. Because what happened to you can come on you again if you're not careful. If you don't shut that door and seal it by getting closer and cutting some things off that shouldn't be in your life. We all have people in our life and we don't know how they got there or who left them in. But sometimes they just came in because the door was left open and we made friends with people and we find ourselves struggling and we get better. And how do we tell people to get out? Well, I don't know that you tell them to get out, but you raise up a standard and they may have to leave on their own because you are getting closer to God. You're not going to tolerate negative conversation. You have zero tolerance for touching the anointed, judging people, making fun of people. You have zero tolerance for nudity and violence and vulgarity. You begin to raise the standard where I want my body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if I put stuff in my body through my eyes, my ears, my mouth, it'll glorify God. If I put the wrong things in, then it will not glorify God, then I continue to give way to the enemy. Break ties of people. A lot of people don't care about you as much as you think they do. They're riding on your strength. They're riding on your energy. They're riding on your love, your money, your niceness, your popularity, your contact. You don't want people riding on you just to ride on you. And if they are riding on you and they have respect for your walk with God, then allow them to remain. But if there's going to be somebody just going to kind of soil you, Again, think any way they want to think, talk any way they want to talk, do anything they want to do. You don't need that. Value your healing. Value your strength. You know how you felt when you didn't have it. Just don't lose sight of that, because it can happen again, even in a worse way. Okay? Jesus said about the man at Bethesda, after he healed the man couldn't walk for 38 years. And after he healed the man, he later found them in the city, and he said, "Go your way, sin no more, or a worse thing will happen to you." He put the fear of God in that man, and we need more of the fear of God. Use your healing to draw close to Him. Use your healing to draw far away from some other people who weren't with you, who didn't support you, who mocked you, who didn't believe in the God that you reached out to. A number of things. The girl that don't want you to get holy, the man that don't want you to get close to God and begin to pray. These are people that you want to distance yourself from, because the enemy could be using them against you. The same way that God uses people for you. Monitor that. It could be life or death. Testify. Don't be ashamed of what God did. Don't just tell people I had a good doctor. Don't just tell people I got some good medicine, I got a rest. Tell people, say, I went to a prayer service. My pastor prayed. I read in the Bible. God healed me. Jesus Christ touched me. I touched Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of Him. I'm telling you what, this is so, so, so important in keeping the healing you got. Be a public, visible example. Give Him glory. How did you get out of that wheelchair? How did you get rid of that cancer? How did you get rid of that sore throat? How about that? How did you get that cast off your leg so quickly, that brace off your neck? I had prayer. I prayed. Jesus heard. I went to a meeting. Jesus touched me. I took communion. Jesus healed me. Jesus led me to the doctor. Give God the glory. Testify. Tell the people what happened. Every time you do, you solidify your own healing, and you cause it to be fortified in your life and in your spirit. And fourth and finally, make sure you give yourself over to service for others. Once you've been helped, now you want to be helpful to others. You want to be able to pray for them. If you don't feel comfortable in praying for somebody, invite them to a meeting. Give them a book. Hand them a CD. Turn them onto a website. Be a connector. Be a connector to people, to health, and to strength. You know, be a servant of the Lord. Be someone who's a carrier of good news, of hope. There's so many people waiting to hear and make contact with someone like you who's coming into recovery, getting stronger, and they're going to want to know, how did that happen? You want to be a resource to them. Like I said, if you can pray for them all by yourself, wonderful. But if you have to be a relay man, a relay woman, and giving them a book, a CD, a contact to a service, do that. Every time you make contact and you connect people to the anointing and to the power, it fortifies your miracle and your breakthrough. I pray that as you're listening to all of this, oh, it's so much information. I'm so excited for you, because I know what it meant to me to be healed of a boy of cancer, 3 days to live. And oh, I'm telling you what, when that cancer left my body, and then the fight to keep that body healed all through these years, I know that I know that I know that He has the same thing for you. And so I pray now, Father, in Jesus' name, that the healing power, the flow of the Holy Ghost would move in bodies and minds and tissue. I rebuke disease and infirming spirits. I cancel the spirit of death. I loosen cancer and tumors in the bloodstream. Microscopic cells, be gone in Jesus' name. Awaken brain stems and brain cells. Awaken paralysis, limbs and bodies. Let places where there are no limbs and fingers and toes, let them begin to grow again and sprout forth. Oh God, may Your creative power flow in this very moment. Eyes and ears and necks and backs and spines and spleens and toes and fingers. Almighty Jesus of the soft tissue, touch and heal, I pray. May You get all the glory, all the glory, all the glory. Touch, Jesus. Touch and heal, I pray. Amen and amen.
For more information about this and other teachings by Pastor Billy, please call 1-888, the number 7, and the word HEALED. Or in the Tampa area, call 813 287-2116. The mailing address is Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. That's Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. Or you can look us up on the web at www.billyburke.org.